Los Brian.
Hey Brian, it's John with Local Splash.
John, man, you are reading my mind, buddy. I was just walking outside to call you.
Oh, no way.
Yeah, heck yeah. No, I've been thinking about you all day, man.
I just got home
a little bit ago.
Okay.
I had some time to kind of look into it a little bit and look into your guys' company, and my wife searched my company on Google and didn't even freaking find me, so I think I need to do something about that.
Yeah, we'll definitely get you taken care of. That's the easy part, getting your Google business profile up and have you showing up for your name, but we'll have you showing up for people who are just looking up for what you do, you know?
Yeah, for sure.
All right. Sounds good. Well, I got to create your Google business profile, so that's the first thing we're going to do.
Okay.
So on that first page of Google, you can only have one phone number listed. Did you want to use this phone number that we're on right now?
Yeah, this is my cell phone. This is everything. This is the only number
right.
I got.
Might sound a little redundant, but I like to be thorough, so I'm just going to repeat it back to you, okay? All right.
Okay.
208-821-2950.
Yeah.
All right, perfect. And then it's just first name, last name, Tile Incorporated?
Yeah, Brian Hoagland Tile Incorporated.
Okay, gotcha. Update. All right, and then Google's going to send you this postcard in the mail, Brian. You only got to do this one time. That's how you get that little red dot on the map kind of indicating where you are, and then they'll give you a little badge on your listing, lets them know you're a Google verified business. But I mail it out to you, and then there's a 5-digit number on the back that I need from you when it comes in. So what's the street address that I could send that to?
It is 608. Tyson Avenue, T-Y-S-O-N.
Okay, I found it. Here we go. Matches up with the zip code that we had on file, 83401.
Yep.
All right, let me update. Okay, and then I remember you telling me you were a vet. That's why I gave you this discount. You want me to hide your street address?
That would be cool if we can
not
do the 608. Yeah.
Right.
So it's just like, man, I've been average, you know, for the last 5 years, it's like I'm not a hard guy to find if you want to find me.
Yeah,
but can hide it, go ahead.
Yeah, nobody want to come finding you uninvited.
That's what I'll say. See if you
want. Yeah, the wrong door to kick in, buddy. All right.
This is California, man. This is East Idaho, and they like their guns out here, man. So you see people walking around Walmart with them on their hip, man.
And I still like my guns out here. I got a CCW. My brother.
Yeah, guy. Have yeah. Get it, man. Before they can make it to where you can't get it for sure.
Oh yeah, yeah. I'm a friend. One of my friends. He's a sheriff out here, and he's a vet also.
Yeah.
But I go through him. Yeah. And then we just go down to the range once a year, bring him down, shoot him a little bit, show him how to use them, and then he just revalidates.
Yeah, no
it.
Sense in having it if you can't work it, that's for sure.
Yeah, I mean, I've been shooting them since we were little, but it's just to have, you know? A lot of people, California is so strict. Having a concealed carry permit, it's like the whole police department pretty much knows who I am.
Yeah, definitely.
That's fine. I don't care. I ain't going to do anything bad with it. It's just for self-defense.
No,
really.
Man, it doesn't even matter. It's your right to carry it, man. A good guy's got to have them, too.
Yeah. Yeah, my brother, we always talk about that. Like, shit. Excuse my language, but they try to come take our guns.
Kidding me.
Yeah.
Yeah, good luck. Come and get it.
Yeah, you're going to have to kill us first, because that's...
Yeah.
I'd hate to see a government with a bunch of guns and the civilians got none. That'd be all bad.
It's called China. That's what
yeah,
that is. That's
communist China.
Yeah.
I know. My great-grandfather would be rolling over in his grave. He's seeing the way things are now.
Yeah.
All right. So I got your business profile verified. I'm going to send you everything in writing, and then I'll send you an invoice receipt so that way you can write it off, too. What's the street address the email address that I could send that to?
It's just bhoaglandtile@gmail.com.
hoaglandtile@gmail.com. All right, let me just make sure this comes back valid. Okay, good. And then we're going to come out in standard time. All right, how do you want your hours of operation for the business listed?
Oh, man, I guess that would be, you know, you could do, people usually kind of adhere to that as far as what, when they'd call you. It's like, you know, 8 to 6.
Yeah, there's a little.
Might be accepting like a phone call, you know.
Okay, there's a little open close icon, so if it's after 6, it will say close, and that kind of stops the calls from coming in.
Yeah, you know how, if you don't make it, man, it's, you start having family and stuff, man, if you don't tell people to call, it's, they'll be calling all hours of the night.
Yeah, and then you got enemies more than friends. You call me at 2 o'clock,
yeah,
man?
Yeah.
$200 right there.
Yeah, for sure. So, like, how far out, like, you know, people searching, like, how far, like, away from me does this, like, get put up?
Yeah,
at
so
the
you're
top
in a more
Google
rural
list,
area.
You know, obviously.
They actually cover more ground. They'll cover up to a 50-mile radius for you. So it's a pretty good service area.
Yeah, yeah, so that'll get me, yeah, for sure.
Yeah, it's a pretty broad service area.
Yep.
Yeah. And the good thing
is
there's a client interview, though. So, like, if there's areas that you don't want to go to, you can kind of cookie cutter them. Like, if you're like, hey, I don't cross the state line and things like that, you know.
Well, you send up into, there's a little town called Driggs before you go up the mountain to, into Jackson, Wyoming.
Yeah,
Driggs and Victor. So if I can get into there, that's I've done some work there. There's big money up there.
It's covered. Yeah, that's part of your service area.
Yeah, for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, Rexburg, St. Anthony's,
yeah.
Du Bois, like right on the cusp. So it's a full radius. Like if there's areas, though, that you don't want to go to, then we're definitely going to want to address that during the client interview. I don't want people wasting their time even calling you if it's not something that you really want to, you mean, consider.
Well, like I said, man, I'm, you know, guys are out here, you know, if it's more than 10 miles, they don't want to go. I'm from California, man.
Man,
I work most of San Francisco, freaking Oakland, San Mateo, so it's like, I know what it is to sit in traffic. So to go drive an hour, that's a local job to me, you know, no big deal. So it's like, you know.
You know, what's funny is like, I have a security company outside of here in Southern California, and it's mostly vets.
Mm-hmm.
But one of our guys, his brother played in the NFL, and he lives out there in Idaho. Samoan guy, yeah. His name's Andrew Iopati. His brother's Mike. Mike Iopati.
Oh, that sounds familiar. Pete Samoa, he might have went to, like, BYU. There's a lot of Mormons out here.
Yeah. He played for the Seahawks, and he played for the 49ers.
Oh, yeah.
He's a big lineman, big old guy. But, yeah, his younger brother's, like, the same size, so he's kind of funny because anytime they have a problem, Andrew just stands there, and people look at him like, oh.
Yeah,
but it's also like I got half the guys are vets too, so it's like you don't, even the guy that's like 150 pounds, you don't want to mess with him either.
But those are the guys that ain't messing with nobody, man. You ain't out to bug nobody, man. It's just be left alone. Just freaking leave me alone.
Yeah, you just want peace. That's how I am, though. I'd be like the wrong one to turn over because I'm super nice. You know, if I have a problem, then it's like, all right. This guy's pushing me too far, and then I know way too many of the good or the right or wrong people, depending on what side of it you're on.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
All right.
So this client, we're going to have to do a client interview for you. The client interview, so it usually takes about 30 to 40 minutes, but they ask for an hour window to complete it, and this is where we're going to do a lot of, like, the cookie cuttering. So we'll go over every service you provide, the service area. Make sure the Google Business Profile ends up looking how you want it to look, basically just fine-tuning it. So we asked for an hour window to complete it. What's your schedule look like tomorrow?
I have like a half day tomorrow. I just got a set of shower pan and a small bathroom floor that I got cut in already. So
okay.
I'm starting at 6:30, so I'll be home by 11 tomorrow for sure.
Okay, and you're only an hour ahead, so it's 4:23.
Yeah, I'm just
through here.
Yeah.
All right, so it's like 10 a.m.
So
all right.
Yeah, if we wanted to do...
You want to do a little after that? I could do it like 12 to 1 your time?
Oh. Yeah, let's see. Let me ask, can I ask me, you got a second, can I ask my wife something real quick?
Yeah, you tell me.
Yeah. Hey, what time, if we go to Bear World tomorrow, you want to go like right when I get home, or you want to go like a little bit later towards the end of the day? Okay. Yeah, we can do 12 to 1. That'll work.
Okay. I'm going to lock you in here. I'm going to send you a calendar invitation, and then I'm going to text you about 1 hour before. I know you said you're getting there about 11, so I'll just confirm it's still a good time for you. If anything pops up or changes, you let me know, man. I could switch your
Man. That's pretty solid of what's happening for tomorrow.
Yeah, I'd appreciate it if we can get it knocked out for tomorrow, though, because then I can still have this guy, you know, start working on everything over the weekend. We just can't access the billing from home, but he could still log in there and start working, you know.
Yeah, I'm down, man. When I moved out here, it's like my wife was going through chemotherapy, and Kaiser was fucking killing her, dude.
Yeah.
So he had to leave the state to be able to
I hate,
open
I hate that you say that, man. My mom passed in 2010.
Straight up, bro.
Yeah,
you want to know what happened?
The Irvine building in Sand Canyon.
Dang, man, Kaiser,
yeah.
Bro.
Yeah, it was Kaiser.
We had
too,
to get
man.
Away from it. So I got linked in with a contractor when I first moved here, and we're just going different directions with their company. So it's like I don't really have a whole lot of business right now, you know. So I'm looking definitely to get set up as soon as we can and get the phone ringing a little more than it is.
We'll get you going. How's she doing with her treatment? What kind of cancer is it?
Dude, it was leukemia, but check it out, man. And she never even had it. She got misdiagnosed while we were out there.
No way.
So it worked out definitely in our favor moving out here. And
that's a lawsuit waiting to happen.
Man, we were just happy to get the answer we got. And it's just, I wasn't going to drag her back through all that.
Kind
of cut our ties and just, you know, we're just happy to
get out there and get closer to nature and how life should be, you know.
And we got some kids now and stuff, and it's just nothing. It was time to get out of California and something.
Wow.
Or somebody.
So you guys had the kids after that diagnosis?
Yeah.
Wow.
Once we got to Idaho here, man.
That's so scary.
We got a daughter that's 2, and then we got one on the way right now.
But she's pregnant right now? She went through chemo too?
Yeah. She went through, it was almost 8 months. 8 months in Sacramento.
It's God, brother. You can't stop what he's ordained, you know? That's all his.
It all just worked out in my favor for sure, man.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Wow.
Jeez. So we're meant to be here for sure.
Yeah.
So
that,
time to make some money.
Yeah, I wish that would have happened with my mom, man.
My sister's a nurse, and she just...
Oh, your sister's a nurse? So she kind of had a clue.
My sister's a nurse, so she knew what was happening, and she just basically said, hey, you got to leave, or she's going to die, man. And it was like 10 days later, we lived in Idaho.
They get one diagnosis, one opinion, and then they go, okay, you need to start jumping on chemo right away, and did it, surgery, and...
They wanted her to do radiation down at Stanford, and we were just like, nah, fuck you, we're out of here, man.
That's crazy. Yeah, my mom had malignant melanoma, so she was real white and fair skin and red hair, you know, and then she got spot. She had a bunch of freckles, but she got the spot, and they cut it out, and they were like, you're fine, and then out of nowhere, it was like, oh, well, it spread to your brain, your lungs, your liver. Like, it was like seven years apart.
I talked to a customer the other day that happened to his wife's brother. Had tonsil cancer or something, and they're like, okay, you're good to go. And it was just everywhere in his body. And he fucking died last week.
Oh, my God.
Dude, you gotta be your own advocate for sure, man. It's like, I know what the doctors know. I got fucking Google on my phone, man. I can find out everything they know.
I'm a gym rat. My brother deployed, and then he did 6 years, like, Iraq and Afghanistan. And he came back, and they were trying to put him on all this Paxil and telling him he was getting sick and mental illness.
This guy goes to the gym like five days a week.
Oh, man. I have a friend of mine who works with our security company. He sued the VA. His name's Adam Grego.
Yeah.
He lives out in New Mexico. He sued the VA for
$4 million. I didn't waste my time, man.
Yeah, it's horrible.
I just pay for my own shit and be done with it.
It's horrible. I tell my brother I'd rather take him to one of these, like, random Mexican shaman ladies over here. You know what I mean?
I've never heard of anybody ever like getting taken care of and like fixed from the VA, man. It's just horror story after horror story.
Yeah, I know.
So,
well, I'm glad you're doing better. Congrats for the
long
way, man. I got 2 little ones myself, so You know, that's my pride and joy.
No, we started late. I'm 41, so it's like I'm going to be an old fucking guy here when they're graduating high school. But
it's all good. Give you something to keep living for. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
A lot of people, they get up there and then they think, okay, I'm old and I can't do it, so they stop trying to get stronger and stuff, and they just give up, and that's when it happens for real, you know? So
for sure.
Keep pushing. All right, so I got your profile squared away. I set that client interview. There should be a calendar invitation, and then, like I said, I'll text you an hour before. And then as far as, like, the pricing, I got that new in business credit approved, and then I also did the veterans discount. So it's just $299 for the first month, and then I locked you in at that rate. So as long as you're with us, you keep that pricing structure. It's not going to go up.
That was my next question. Yeah, sure.
No, it's indefinite. It's indefinite, so you're not going to have to worry about that ever changing. And then I'm also going to send that to you in black and white in case I croak one day. You got it in writing. All right, how do you want to secure the first month's payment?
I got my card right here, my business card.
All right, is it under your name, the business name?
Both.
Both? All right, let me add
that. Yeah, both of them.
All right, is there any middle initial in your name on the card?
On the card, in my middle initial, O is on the card, yeah.
All right. And then the billing address, is it the same as the street address I'm sending your Google PIN?
Yep.
All right. That's 608. All right. I'm ready for you, Brian.
All right. It is 4862.
4862.
3825.
3825.
0464.
0464.
7133.
7133. Okay. And the expiration date, month and year?
0926.
And then 3-digit code on the back.
535.
535. Okay. And I was going to ask you, does your missus help you with anything as far as, like, the business?
No, it's me, man. I do it all. She's a stay-at-home mom.
I gotcha. Good man.
Yeah, no. It's
a blessing.
See, it's pretty simple, man. It's QuickBooks does a lot of it, man, as far as, like, the business side of it and stuff. But
yeah. Yeah, there's an app that I'm going to get you access to, though. It'll make it easier for you. You can download it to your phone, and that way if you're missing calls while you're working, it'll still, like, identify that that's a lead, and you can get in there and call those guys back. I don't want you missing anything.
Okay. No, because for sure, if you catch me at the wrong time, I can have a handful of whatever and not be able to answer my
phone. And I also want you to be able to request reviews through there, too. Like, a lot of times you can ask somebody, hey, write a review, but they just don't get around to it. With this, it has, like, a link in there, so when you're wrapping up your truck, you know, you could get in there and just put their number into the app, and it'll send them a link to your Google Business profile, and they could just type it up right there and put the star rating and start building those suckers up.
Perfect.
All right, and then there's a security question on your profile, though. You can use your mother's maiden name, the city you were born in, or your first pet's name.
We can go the city I was born in.
All right, where were you born?
Los Gatos, L-O-S-G-A-T-O-S.
California. Gatos.
Yeah, Los Gatos.
Los Gatos.
That's in the Bay Area.
Yeah. No, I'm real familiar. I have to go up to the Bay Area a lot, too. Their main Google headquarters is in Mountain View, so I'll go up there sometime.
Yeah, for sure. No, there's – I've set miles of tile in the Starbucks right in, on campus. And
yeah. There's a Michelin restaurant that I went to over there. It's in Los Gatos, actually.
Yeah.
And
there's
the guy
money out there for sure.
Oh yeah, yeah. Well, Google paid for it. I didn't pay for it, but it was like $1,000 just for the dinner, you know, and it had
wine
pairing and everything. But they grew everything there, so it was like all stuff that he had farmed, grown, you know, and then the chef made. So that's why it's like a Michelin restaurant. It's like all natural ingredients. Supposed to be pretty. It was good, but it's like stuff I never tasted before or after. So, I would never pay for it with my own money. I tell you
that. No, hell no.
They were like free. I was like, all right, I'll try it.
Yeah, fuck it.
All right,
I don't fancy shit like that.
Yeah, I mean, don't get me wrong. I do my fair share of vacations. I've been to Hawaii like twice this year, two different islands.
That's where I was stationed in Hawaii in Marines on Oahu.
Oh yeah.
I've had my fill of Hawaii for sure.
Yeah. My childhood best friend, and then his daughter's my goddaughter. He lives in Pearl City, so like the Pearl Harbor is literally the backyard.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's where we used to go. That was where the dentist was. We had to go for Pearl Harbor to go to the dentist.
Oh no way. Yeah. They got a lot of stations out there. A lot of Mormons out there too, actually.
Yeah. Heck yeah. Yeah, there is. There definitely is.
Yeah. So you went from one Mormon town to another.
Yeah, that's where that was. My parents retired out here, so we just kind of followed them out here. And there, I was raised Mormon.
Yeah,
but
nice.
I got
owner of our company.
I joined the Marines, and I didn't go on a mission.
Yeah, the CEO of our company is Mormon.
No, they're cool. It's just it's like out here. It's really Mormon out here, man. They're serious about it for sure. They don't mess around.
Yeah, he's like that, and then his wife, I remember his wife was like Catholic, but they were like trying to convert me on the regular. I was raised Christian. So yeah, but they used to talk to me about Armageddon and stuff, and I'd be like, oh man, you're losing me. I don't know.
Same stuff, man. They're arguing about dumb little details of who's right and wrong.
Yeah. I've noticed that. Pretty much every religion agrees that there's a higher power, and then everybody has like their discrepancies on the storyline.
Yeah, and you got, 2,000 plus years of people changing the story,
Well, my brother, he was, we were raised Christian, and he went and got deployed and came back and was talking about Valhalla and how he should be with his buddies, and I was like, okay. we need to get him some help. I don't even know who this is anymore. Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, it changed for sure. He came back.
Yeah, it does
little,
that.
Yeah, a little loopy. He sees the things. All right.
Yeah,
but,
shit.
I got to walk you through this voice verification. As I'm walking you through this, if I say anything that you don't agree with, just stop me, okay?
Okay.
All right. So you're on a recorded line now. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification recording. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline your agreement with our company and as an added form of protection for you as the business owner. It says, to ensure the accuracy of your order, can you please state the name of your business?
Brian Hoagland Tile Incorporated.
Thank you. And can you please state your name and title within the company?
Brian Owen Hoagland, owner.
Thank you. And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of your business today?
Yes.
All right. And are you an authorized user on the billing of the account that you provided?
Yes.
All right. So it says, to get results as fast as possible, Brian, it's important that you're actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from our company and your customers within a reasonable period of time?
Yes.
All right. And in hiring our company as your Google certified marketing representative, do you agree to let us know about any additional forms of online marketing while you're using our services?
Yes.
All right, so Google and I are fully aware of all the things that you currently have online that are affiliated with your name, address, and phone number. It's just saying after today, we don't want you to, like, pay for something you already have or duplicate any of the listings. So if you're not sure that we already got you covered, just double-check.
Okay.
But I'm pretty sure, like, I ran a scan.
No, this is it, yeah. No,
yeah, like, I kind of designed it, like, it's a platinum bundle, That's why I try to get you that package. So you shouldn't need anything else, really. The only way to go up from here would be to, like, if you wanted a bigger than 50-mile radius later on, call in. We could do some Google Ads or Google Guarantee. But at that point, you're going to need to hire some help beforehand,
Yeah.
Yeah. So it'd be a good conversation to have. But that's really the only way to go up from here as far as online marketing and advertising is concerned. It says the initial term of your service agreement is 1 month. We do recommend that you try our services for at least 2 months when you first sign up, but it's month to month. You're not binded to a contract. It says your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today. It is September 28th of 2023. It's going to be in the discounted amount of $299. However, that's going to be for the Platinum Package Bundle. I have made accessible a custom website design to you. I know you had your own website. I didn't know how you felt about it, so I just threw it in there as an option, okay? It's no extra charge to you. So if you change your mind and you say, hey, I'd rather get a custom site, we'll build that for you. It's no extra charge, okay? And then I've also waived all setup fees with your campaign. Now, these credits are part of a veteran's discount that I applied and a new in business credit. However, they're locked in. So when the term is completed, the agreement's going to renew each month on the 28th day, but it'll stay in the discounted price of $299 for as long as you choose to remain with us. And then it says here in the fine print, you can discontinue or cancel at any time. There's no cancellation fees, penalties of any kind, right? If you want to part ways, we part ways as friends. There's no funny business. We do ask that if you are going to discontinue, let us know before the next billing date just so we can stop your billing cycle, and that's it. And then it says, do you agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
All right, so I'm going to process this payment. When it goes through, you're going to get a text message with an outline of the agreement in writing. It's also going to go over to your email. You got to sign off on the bottom of that. And then they're going to send you another form. This form is for your advanced Google verification. Now, you have, like, license and insurance for the state of Idaho?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Snap a photo of that and send it in. You'll hold on. Here, I'll show you. Let me wait for these things to come in. I'm getting ahead of myself. Yeah, there's a link in there that you can fill out, and it'll have like a little tab. It'll say like upload photo. You just click on the file, and you can just snap a picture of it, and it sends it into Google. And then what that does is it puts a little badge on your Google business profile on the first page of the search results, and it tells them Google verified business. So that just lets the customer know, like, hey, Google already did all their due diligence on this guy. You can hire this guy. He's legit. He's good. Safe to go with.
Sure.
Okay. That makes things a lot easier, and people have to know, Are you a real contractor? How long have you been doing this? Yeah.
It's the same thing in California, man. So it's like it's kind of Wild West, and there's not a lot of licensed guys. Well, there is, but there's a lot of unlicensed guys, too.
Yeah, but they're really looking for the guys that have it, Google.
Yeah.
Especially when they create this list to call down. There's probably a lot of guys out there that go, hey, I'm not going to do it, and then they're wondering when they're going to get their call like this, and it's never going to happen.
Yeah, sure.
Like you already pushed through some background screenings online, like you made yourself, you know, accessible and findable for what you do in different ways, or at least to Google anyway. So when they create that list, you know, it's kind of like HomeAdvisor is not really your long-term solution, but it's a stepping stone, because I feel like if you didn't do that, then maybe you're not on the radar for this opportunity.
No, my phone's been ringing from different calls like this since I did that, but it's been a week and plus, and I haven't gotten one lead from them yet. So
yeah, when a listing opens up on Google, they kind of go for those guys because they know that that's a reseller. So those people will try to get leads from Google, and then they'll sell them to multiple people. But it's also like if you're a new guy, they might put you as like the 10th guy on their list, and then you're just sitting there not getting anything. Everything's getting eaten up before they get down to your name, you know? So this would be nice, having yourself independently listed. There's only 3 guys that show in that section total, so, you know, it would be a nice change of pace for you. 90% of calls start and stop on page 1, so. Should definitely see significant increases over the next 30 days.
Sounds good.
Yeah, I'll put some food on the table. Did you get those texts? I didn't hear any texts come through, but maybe.
Oh, no, it's been going on here. Let me put you on.
Oh, okay.
It's been dinging.
Okay.
I got all these texts and stuff.
Okay, I was like, oh, I'm going to hear it vibrate at some point, but I didn't hear it. So there's a... one in there will say, Brian, thank you for choosing Local Splash. That's the copy of the service agreement. So if you click on that one at the bottom, they'll ask you to sign off on it, first and last, or as your name appears on the card. And then the other one is, it'll say Local Splash, Brian, to get your Google business profile verified. And there's a link in there as well you click on. It's url.localsplash.com/Google. And then that's the form. You want to fill that out as much as you can, Brian. So I know it asks for, like, pictures of a workplace and things like that and, like, your work vehicle with the license plate. Like, you can cover the numbers on your license plate and snap a picture if you want like that. I just want to make sure, like, year, make, model, and that it's actually in Idaho, you know, and that's pretty much it.
Yeah.
But, and, again, this isn't stuff we're giving out to the public. It's just going to Google.
After I sign that, it's asking me for like a
username and password. Yeah, don't worry about that. So the hard copy's in your email. The username and password is going to be given to you at the end of your client interview tomorrow in a separate email. Yes, I'm going to send you the link for the app. I'm going to send you the YouTube video so that way you know how to use it. It'll walk you through how to use it. And then there's a link, a YouTube video. Oh, and then the temporary login information, and you could change the login information to whatever you like once you get into it the first time.
Okay.
Yeah, but right now there's nothing to see on that until we got the client interview and this PIN verification letter stuff done. You know, that's more so once we already got the clients coming in. We got to do this.
All the stuff that you just sent me is for like later.
Well, no, no, no. These forms, we need these forms. Like the one you just signed, the subscription terms, we need that. Yeah, like I already got that back.
Did you get that?
Yeah, it already sent it back.
Oh, okay. So that's why I didn't know. It didn't look like it sent it in off.
Oh, no, that means it went through if it's showing you the username and password page.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so we got that. But there's a hard copy of it in your email. So you have it on file and we have it on file. And then the other one, though, we try to get it in within a week, I tell my guys, but I know sometimes guys got to, like, I don't know what I do with my license paperwork.
Angie List made me, because my license was in my personal name, and then I incorporated. Well, they don't make you change it out here. I had to go change it to even be on Angie's List.
Awesome.
It's all up on the state website, but I like the physical whatever.
They'll be able to validate it though at the Google headquarters. That's not a problem. The point is really is just to send it in as much as you can. I've had guys where they don't have the license and then we find out later that the state doesn't even require it for what they're doing. And then Google just still verifies the listing. You know what I mean? They still give them that badge. That's why I say send in as much as you can. It tells you right at the bottom if there's anything missing or preventing us from pushing it forward. We'll just get on a three-way call with the Google headquarters and verify it over the phone with you.
Okay.
And then that concludes the initial setup process. So we're good to go until tomorrow. I got you locked in between 12 and 1. I'm going to send you again. I know I sent to you earlier, but I'll send you my direct number and extension again. If you have any questions, comments, or concerns, or you want something done quickly, you know, I'll be your guy. And then we also have 24/7 customer service available to you, too. So if you're getting home late night and I'm not here, there's still always a representative available to you.
Sounds good.
All right. Well, I'm looking forward to making some money with you, man. I appreciate you.
Yeah,
I was really happy I can get you that rate, too. I think Tara kind of did that on purpose. She knows I got a soft spot for my vets, man. I like working with you guys.
Yeah, right on.
Talking stories when we're done at the end of the week.
Some of those.
All right. Well, enjoy your evening.
Right.
Take care of the
baby.
Get some steak into that baby in the oven.
Yes,
and I'll talk to you tomorrow, okay?
Thank you.
All right. You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Bye.